Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about a land diaper change, or is it consulting? What's the difference? A diaper change. I haven't used that term in a long time. First, before we get into it though, Jill, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. John asks, as I'm preparing to send out my first offers to three different counties, I noticed a couple of properties on LandWatch for just above what I would be asking for in my mailer. I'm going to conduct more research on these properties and see why they appear to be so cheap. Maybe it's just a wholesaler trying to get rid of some property? I don't know, but I was just curious if you have had success finding gems like this on eBay, LandWatch, etc., and reselling them for a nice profit.
What do you think, Joe?
Great question, and I think yes.
Oh,
especially,
yeah.
Especially, there might be another wholesaler out there, though, or somebody who knows who it is with property doing it wrong, you know, and they might be dropping the price when instead they should be making their posting look really good. You know, I've seen some that have been sitting for weeks on some of these places to sell, and they have no photos, no description, nothing to help the end user, you know, see the property and understand how great it is and why it's worth that price and all that good stuff. So I could absolutely see scooping up something there. You know, Jack, this is kind of how you started too. You could scoop up something in one of these areas, dress it up, make it look pretty, have rockin' photos, video, and make money off it.
Yeah, exactly. This kind of thing is, you know, when you get to our level, when you see a piece of property that's posted on, I don't know, any of those places that you mentioned, eBay, LandWatch, or anywhere, bid4assets.com is a great place to buy property. Jill and I have had a lot of success there. When you see this kind of thing and then this thought pops into your head, well, I just sold a bunch of property just like that for three times what they're asking. You know, that's when you have some sales history experience, or you have some confidence about pricing. You know, when you're brand new at this, it's a lot harder to do. When you see something like that, you got to get on the phone and find out what's going on. And hopefully the seller they're responding, or the seller's is in a situation that you're looking for by sending out the mailers. Like, it's not so much about the real estate anymore. It's just the fact that they just want to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I love hunting down property. Jill and I bought a ton of property in Big Bear, California. If you've ever been there, it's amazing. At a tax auction on Bid4Assets a long time ago, and we killed it. Remember that? Mm-hmm. We bought those properties for $500 each and sold them for like 10 grand each.
We bought them because I wanted them. Part of it. I mean, it was a good deal, but I'm like, hey, if anything doesn't work out, I want this.
Exactly. But here's the downside. If what you're doing now is you're going out and looking for property and getting sidetracked instead of what our whole system is based on, send a bunch of offers out. The ones that come back, review them and buy them. You're not proactively doing anything except reviewing data. So this can be really time consuming, and you can get hung up starting down the path of wasting a ton of time versus just sticking to the program. So you got to be careful. But you know, people who are in the business, our colleagues, let's say, I get calls once in a while where somebody says, I've got a great acquisition. It's going to cost me 22 grand. I'll sell you all this property for 25,000 bucks. I know you can double or triple your money on it, but I just need this 25 grand really fast because this acquisition came up and I have to do the deal. I already have it sold. And that's a great situation too. So it's not about the land there either. It's just about the situation. Yeah. So that's, you know, heck yes is the answer to that. Don't you think, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Jill, I did this title for you. this is the meat of the show.
Yeah. I think I first heard this term when you were referring to a staff member. It might have been me.
Here's the title. No, it wasn't. Okay. The title is it a diaper change or is it consulting? there's a fine line between the two. Like, you know, in IT, I've heard an IT person a lot of years ago, like many, many, many years ago, say this, like talking to another IT colleague of his. And he said, yeah, I just had to go down to accounting and do a diaper change. You know, the guy's mouse didn't work. And so, like, he's, you know, it's right. A diaper. It's like, geez, are you that helpless? Or do you really have some good questions about consulting? So I brought this up because the level of questions and the level of involvement that we have now at Land Academy is probably tenfold what it was over about a year ago. It's like a celebration more than anything else. Jill and I used to, you know, I've literally shown somebody how to copy and paste once in Windows. That's a diaper change.
Right.
And then we get incredibly intelligent questions like the one that we just answered from our members now. It's a celebratory thing. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Do you have any good examples of diaper change scenarios?
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's why I did this. Yeah, I know you have some great stories.
Oh, well, yeah, they're actually, now our staff members get them now and then where people asking, it's a little frustrating and I get it. Sometimes people just need to, you just kind of have to send them in the right direction, and help them along a little bit. It's just, sometimes people don't, oh gosh, what did I see? I saw the funniest thing on a wall in somebody's office recently, and it said something about, do not reach out to me for any questions that you haven't Googled first. Seriously.
What?
And which is, they had it on their wall. I'm like, it's brilliant. It was like an IT person. And it's like, you know what? You're right. I almost want to tell people, Google this before you call anybody. And in our world, like with our members, it's like, please, we have so many resources out there. It's kind of a little bit of a laziness thing.
That's what it is.
You know, they're like, oh, I'm going to ask so-and-so where my login is. Never mind. If I scroll through my email, it's probably there. Yeah, there it is. You know, and so all these things are out there. It's just people just, you know, and I don't want to, you know, dump on any.
No.
That's not what this is about.
I'm not laughing at anybody. No, it's fine. It's just, exactly. You know, our version, my generation's version is, you know, hey, how do you spell this? Well, go get a dictionary and look it up.
Exactly.
Getting a dictionary, you had to walk across the room or across the house, and then you had to look it up. The whole thing took 10 minutes.
Right.
We have the greatest information source in our pockets, all of us, right now in our pocket or our purse. So, no, I'm with you. There's really, really no – the difference between a diaper change and consulting to me is you've done a bunch of stuff. Just like the question earlier in this show, and really almost all the questions we get now are the ones that make it to the show anyway. You've done a bunch of work, a bunch of research, and you have a pretty intelligent question, and you might be able to benefit or skip a step, let's say, by talking to somebody who's already been through it, which is us or other people in the group.
Right.
That is a great question.
Exactly.
I had a professor once in college, and he said, there is such thing as a stupid question. Please don't ask stupid questions.
This is true. You know what? That's really the point. It's 100% true. There are stupid questions, and stupid is you didn't do your homework first.
Yeah.
Please spend 5 minutes.
Try.
Exactly. Just try. See if you can find it, and then if it's really a problem, then call me. Happy to help. That's good.
So what, you know, the huge benefit from doing that is you start to form a habit. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. Last time I did this, I just had to go over here. And now I know where the answer is. And it's just faster. It's more efficient, you know, and I think more rewarding. Mm-hmm. Like a few weeks ago on the show, maybe a month ago, you know, and I still do this. I started to form this habit. Like right when I get up every single morning, I don't care what's going on. I do this 7 days a week. I try to conquer something small. And so it just sets the tone for the rest of the day. Like no matter what it is, like, I don't know what the silly examples are. I don't know what a good example would be, but like something really, really, really small, like repair something.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, you know, this coffee pot always leaked, and then I figure out why, and it's little, but it's a little accomplishment. You're like, now I never have to deal with that again.
Perfect example. Or like, let's say the coffee filters don't, you know, they're not. I'm famous for buying the wrong size coffee filter and expecting it to work. So maybe I like actually look it up on the internet with the make of the coffee machine and decide, you know what, this is not the right thing. Put it on the grocery list. As silly as that, it's just like, you know what, I solved that thing now. Let's go on and get to bigger stuff today.
Right. You know, not to get philosophical here, but I'm serious.
About coffee.
No, not about coffee, but I'm just thinking about the big picture here. You as a person, you're going to get better and smarter and everything by learning to find out answers and do things on your own. And you're going to remember it. If someone's always there holding your hand and handing you every little thing, you're never going to learn how to do things for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to get better and you want to grow. I mean, and you want to, you know, the first few times that you go, what's a warranty deed? What's a special warranty deed? You look it up yourself a few times instead of asking someone every time, which one should I use in this situation? You'll never learn. But if you learn, okay, I use a quit claim for this, a warranty deed for this, a special warranty deed for this, a grant deed for this, you know, a trust deed for this, you know, you learn it yourself. Now you got it. You're bettering yourself. And that's what everybody should be doing, I think.
Yep.
Moving forward.
So we have a member that just joined, not too recently, but, I had a consulting call with him, and he said, you know, I joined the group because I already picked out a place where I thought this would work. I picked out a geographic location to send offers to owners and buy some property for half of what it's worth. Serious, literally, just like all the slogans we have. That was all the slogans we have right in one, Jill.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So he already picked a place out, and he's like, well, now I just need to learn the mechanics. And so he did, and he sent it all out, and he's killing it. The offers are coming. That's what the consulting call was about. He's like, what do I do? I didn't put a website. I know you tell us to do that. So it worked out. It's working out great for him. So the flip side is that I've had consulting calls with people who there's two or three counties that I use as examples throughout a lot of stuff, all through the program, the CFFL program and other programs, videos and things on YouTube. And then once in a while, I get a consulting call from somebody who says, you know, I mailed this county out for all the examples that you used. I did it. What they're saying is I didn't get creative at all. I just did it by the book, A to B to C to D, like it's a coloring book, and didn't get the response that I want. I'm like, you know, you have to bring a little bit of imagination or a little bit of flair, let's say, to this. Mm-hmm. You can't just mechanically, like, you're an interior designer, Jill, or you have a background in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just go A to B to C to D and expect it to work, right? You have to have a little bit of flavor.
If you want it to work out the best, yes. You're right. There's steps that you follow.
Exactly.
Those don't change, but hey, this county, I'm going to look at it this way, and this, I'm going to look at this type of property, I'm going to look at it that way, and yes, especially when you're posting it.
Yeah, exactly. So somebody told me a long time ago, a really long time ago, that if you walk through any given store, let's just use Walmart as an example, you know, there are some products, if you look around, like let's use a turkey in a grocery store, that's even better. So turkeys in grocery stores around the holidays, they are cheaper than cost, right?
Right.
They know they're losing money on every single sale. I mean, and I don't mean like at the bottom line, I mean more than it costs to buy the thing. It's a lost leader, right? So if you walk around the grocery store, some stuff's got a ton of profit margin in it. Some stuff has no profit margin at all. And some you actually lose money, a lost leader. Land is no different. So mm-hmm. in some counties, you just knock it out of the park. You've got it figured out. Maybe that's your niche. Some you don't, right? So you can't expect it. You can't expect to try to get a diaper change to have all the answers. You really have to when you get to a point with this or anything else, I think, where you really could benefit from some serious experience and you've tried it, and not because it failed, because I've never actually gotten a call where it's completely failed, but you just need a little bit of advice mm-hmm. and a little bit of consulting is what you need. You don't need your diaper changed.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad that term.
I did it on purpose.
I know. I sure hope there's not like people out there going, shoot, was I a diaper change or was that a good call? Just kidding.
I will say right now, this group right now that we have,
right,
there are no longer any diaper change members. I don't recall any diaper change scenarios really in the last, you know, you're way closer to it than I am, but I have not had a consulting call that's been a diaper changed in probably 8 or 10 months, maybe a year.
You know what? Sometimes too, my calls that you might think is are a diaper change. It's just people not, like you just said, not being creative. You know, I'm just thinking about, God, why is my property not selling? Well, you only put it one place. That's it.
Right.
You're not reaching people. And that's really not a diaper change. I mean, you could however you want to say it, but I have to just remind them, hey, let's get your property out there to the planet, not just this one little teeny group. So,
yeah, there's some A to B to C stuff that you can't, you're exact. That's a perfect example of A to B to C. Mm-hmm. You know, post it at these, if you're new, post it at these 10 sites or whatever they are. And then, you know, exactly, Jill. That's a great example.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in diaper change. We've all done it.
It's nice. Oh, we have.
Well, I mean, that's how you learn.
It's totally.
You know, in the beginning, you see what you can get with. It's human nature. Yeah, get away with. It's human nature, man.
Well, just as lazy. Hey, yeah. Could somebody help my, you know, like a classic is, you know, remember that woman that we had that, oh my gosh, that employee that lasted a day and a half.
Yeah.
And she was like having trouble with her monitor and it was because it shut off and another staff member had to come over and point out, just push this button right here to turn your monitor back on.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, no, no. So that was what I said. This employee is not going to work out.
Right.
So that's a diaper change.
Exactly.
You know, that's like, come on, you know, and sheer laziness. Let's, what if I try to investigate this for just a second? My monitor's not working. Maybe it's not getting any power. Let's start there.
Yeah.
So funny.
I've got a million examples of diaper change. You know, again, a long time ago, I heard this saying, humans are like electricity. They take the easiest path, you know, and we're all guilty of that. There's a lot of stuff in my life. I really try to take the easiest path, like shopping for food or any of that, any domestic stuff. I am cutting corners and taking the easiest path. But when something's important to you, and this stuff is super important to me, specifically the software piece of it and the data piece of it, I revel in it. I want to know the answers. I want to get in there and find out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.